Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study that delves into the mechanisms by which the influenza virus spreads from infected cells to neighboring ones. This research highlights a crucial player in this process, intercellular calcium wave propagation. But we won't just take the findings at face value. We'll also critically examine the work's strengths and weaknesses later on. So, let's get into it. The influenza virus, a notorious culprit of seasonal flu outbreaks and the occasional pandemic, has a complex life cycle that traditionally begins when it infects a small number of host cells. But how does it manage to spread so efficiently? In this study, the researchers aimed to unravel the mystery behind the dissemination of the virus at a cellular level, particularly focusing on how changes in calcium dynamics within cells relate to viral spread. The researchers used a type of cell called Madden-Darby canine kidney, MDCK, cells, which can be modified to express a calcium indicator that lights up when calcium ions enter the cell. They cultured these cells in a special gel-like substance known as Matrigel, creating a 3D environment similar to actual tissue. This setup allowed the scientists to observe real-time changes in calcium levels using advanced imaging techniques. What they found was quite remarkable. When the influenza virus infected these cells, it triggered what's known as intercellular calcium wave propagation, or ICWP for short. Imagine a ripple effect. The initial infected cell would release calcium into the surrounding cells, prompting them to also initiate a response. The researchers discovered that this wave of calcium elevation was essential for the virus to spread beyond its initial cells. But how did this signaling occur? It turns out that ADP, a molecule released from infected cells, played a critical role. ADP binds to a specific receptor on neighboring, uninfected cells and promotes the propagation of calcium waves. When the researchers blocked this receptor using a chemical inhibitor, they observed a decrease in both the spread of calcium waves and the subsequent spread of the infection. Additionally, they identified the viral M2 protein as instrumental in starting this cascade. The M2 protein appears to facilitate the release of ADP from infected cells, which then activates the neighboring cells to become more permeable to the virus. This increased permeability is what enhances the infection potential of neighboring uninfected cells. Now, the implications for this discovery are significant. By understanding how the influenza virus exploits cellular communication systems, we could potentially develop new therapeutic strategies. For instance, targeting the ADPP2Y1 signaling pathway might offer a new way to inhibit virus spread. However, it's essential to approach such findings with a critical eye. According to an AI reviewer, the study was well-structured and addressed a novel question that contributes to our understanding of viral infections. The methods used are scientifically rigorous, allowing for reproducibility. The statistical analyses were sound, and the researchers controlled for potential confounding factors effectively. Yet, there were a couple of areas for improvement. The data availability was a concern. While supplementary materials were mentioned, specific datasets were not explicitly accessible to the public. Greater transparency could enhance reproducibility and trust in the findings. Overall, the article presents an exciting exploration into the interplay between viral infection and cellular signaling, shedding light on a key mechanism that enhances the spread of the influenza virus. The combination of novel techniques and thorough experimental design makes a strong case for the findings, though accessibility could improve the scientific discourse around this important work. In conclusion, this study not only advances our knowledge of influenza virus infection but also opens new avenues for research into therapeutic interventions. Understanding the mechanisms of calcium wave propagation could be instrumental in developing strategies to curb the infection's spread in both canine and human cells. Thanks for tuning in to SciBud. If you found today's episode enlightening, be sure to share it with others who might be curious about the science behind viral infections. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the wonders of science.